I think we can all say it is one of the best midterm turnouts we've ever had. Democrats are clearly fired up. The outrages in Washington are only matched by the outrages in Des Moines this past session, which are only matched by the outrages we hear every day from the Tim Reynolds administration. There are years when we've had better policies from Republicans. What is extraordinary this time is the gross mismanagement of our government, how our money is being squandered, how our services are being wrecked. We can't take any more of this, and come November, we're going to speak out and put a Democrat in the terrorist cell. The wind is definitely in our backs. We are feeling real strong, real confident. As many of you may remember, I was on a ticket in 2014, and boy, did we feel strong and confident then. We have to not forget that everything comes from hard work. Power never deals without a struggle. How are we going to win? Quite frankly, when I go around the state and talk to mostly apolitical Iowans on the streets of Atlantic or Lamoni or Decorah or Humboldt or whatever town, I get told one thing very, very clearly. What we need is an end to the stacked system that is holding us back. I'm running because I'm tired of a stacked economic system, a stacked political system, a very stacked legal system, education and medical system that does not work for ordinary people, does not meet the needs of ordinary Iowans, focuses on folks with money and big corporations. I pledge to you as a governor, I will fight back every single day. You know, people talk about the urban and rural divide. When I talk to Iowans, I don't see a whole lot of divide. People may express things in different ways, but they're all saying the same things. If anyone bold leadership, let me toss out a couple of ideas to you. People are very, very upset about the mental health system in Iowa. Well, the lack of a system, quite honestly. What a system we've had to decimate. We need to take Iowa from last in mental health to first. To do that, we need money. Quite honestly, unless you come up with that money, you don't have a chance. Our proposed legalized cannabis raising $200 million to be used for mental health services and opioid treatment that is practically in Iowa. The practically government is worse than the rest of our I'm in favor of massive investments in infrastructure and anti-pollution efforts. Let's create a state bank of Iowa to enable funding for that at low interest rates. And also, like North Dakota does, lower the cost of borrowing to college. And finally, we need to make our education system not just 3K-12, but K-16 with free college and not only free tuition, but also get free college. How do we do this? We are squandering so much money on tax breaks and exemptions and deductions for wealthy. We need to change those to the big corporations. We need to change those. The money is there. We need to do it. What we need is the political will. What we need are politicians who will stand up and say, we are on the side of people now, not years from now. We can do this. It will take a lot of hard work. I ask for your careful consideration. I'm not going to ask you for support tonight. We have 6 months to go. What am I doing for it? But we are 6 months to go. Please consider me John Eisenbach, and hopefully by June, I will have earned your support. Thank you very much. Thank you, John. Our next candidate is someone who is quite familiar